Hello.
Hello. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened.
Oh, no. No problem. Thank you. Should we continue?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have any of your friends or family members been arrested in the last year? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Have any of your friends or family members ever been incarcerated in jail or prison? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have any of your friends or family members been incarcerated in jail or prison in the last year? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. These questions are for respondents who have had contact with the police or law enforcement. You can answer these questions with a yes or no. Have the police or law enforcement ever arrested you for something you did not do? Yes or no?
No.
No. Have they accused you of having or selling drugs? Yes or no?
No.
Have they been physically abusive to you? Yes or no?
No.
No. Have they pulled you over for no reason while you were driving?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Have they stopped you and started you for no reason?
No.
No. Have they treated you unfairly because of how you dress?
No.
Have they been verbally abusive to you?
No.
No. Have they followed you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
I believe so, yes.
Yes, okay. Have they assumed you are a thief?
No.
No? Okay, thank you so much. In the past year, how often have police or law enforcement pulled you over for no reason while you were driving? Would you say it was 0 times, 1 to 2 times, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, or 20 plus?
2 to 3 times.
Okay, thank you. In the past year, how often have police or law enforcement follow you? Would you say it was 0 times, 1 to 2 times, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, 20 plus?
1 to 2.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. I try not to talk about the time when I was stopped. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
I disagree. Strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. My feelings about this incident are kind of numb.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, trouble breathing, nausea, or pounding heart.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. I try not to remember and think about this incident.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree? Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Next. Please tell me the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about things that happened since your encounter with the police. People have used the fact that I was stopped to hurt me. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. I feel that I'm being held to unfair standards relative to others. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I strongly disagree.
Okay. I feel like I can't make any mistakes.
Strongly disagree.
People have been less willing to help me in my everyday life.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, I sometimes avoid people because I think they might look down on me.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, people are more uncomfortable around me.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done now. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know. I am less likely to call the police when in need. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Law enforcement has made my community feel safer.
For me, I mean, I don't know what my community thinks. I mean, I strongly agree, but
okay,
I can't
you.
Say my community does so.
Okay, the behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with noticeable law enforcement presence.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, we're almost done. These last questions are for statistical purposes. What is your current employment status? Student, self-employed, homemaker, employed, without a job and not looking for work, retired, without a job and looking for work?
Employed.
Okay, thank you. What is your current marital status? Are you married, divorced, cohabiting outside the marriage, single, never married, widowed, separated?
Divorce? Yes.
Thank you. How many children do you have? 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
One.
Or more?
One.
Okay. How many adults, 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 or more?
One. Well, my child's an adult, so one, yeah.
Okay. What is your household total income from all sources? I will read the categories. Just stop me when I get to the right one. Under 20K, mm-hmm. between 20K and 50, between 50 and 80, between 80 and 120, between 120 and 175, between
120.
Okay, thank you. How long have you lived in Boston? 3 years, 4 to 7, 8 to 15, over 15, or your whole life?
My whole life.
Okay, thank you. What best describes your current living situation? Homeowner, renter, or paying partial rent with family or friends, living somewhere I do not pay rent? Rent, okay,
rent.
Thank you. Do you currently live in a public housing, yes or no?
No.
No, okay, thank you. Please give me the names of the two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you live on Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, say Main Street and Elm Street.
Wheatland and Norwell.
Can you please spell that for me?
Yep, Wheatland is Wheatland. Ave, and Norwell, Norwell. Three.
Okay. Okay, the first one was W-H-A?
E-A.
Okay, E-A?
W-H-E-A-T-L-A-N-D.
Okay.
Ave.
Okay,
and then
Ave.
The second one. Yep, sorry.
Okay, and Norwell.
And, yep, three.
Okay. Will you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experiences with and perceptions of Boston Police Department for $50 gift card? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, you have completed a survey in order for you to receive the $10 gift card and to be contacted by a follow-up discussion. Please provide your phone number and email address.
My phone number is 857.
857?
Yep. 333.
53?
Yep.
4456. Okay. Email address?
My email is J-E-N-N I-F-E-R
mm-hmm.
S-T-O-N-E
F-T-O
Stone, S-T-O-N-E.
Okay, hold on. So it's Jennifer, S-T-O-N-E, Stone.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. 19.
19.
At iCloud.com.
At iCloud.com. Let me repeat the information for you. Your phone number is 857-333-4456.
Mm-hmm.
Email address is jenniferstone19@icloud.com.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. I really appreciate your participation and time. And with all the respect, you are a beautiful person. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, what happened?